This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, we're on Unfiltered, the warrior, the root's on fire. Welcome to the show. Dr. Oz was a guest twice in the last 2 weeks. He'll be a guest again, we think, this week. Not sure what day yet, maybe tomorrow, maybe Wednesday. But he was on TV today, and he said he's very upset. He vents after New York Governor Cuomo shuts down his study on hydroxychloroquine for early treatment of coronavirus. Why would you do that? Why would you do that? He revealed Governor Andrew Cuomo shut down a study to determine the effectiveness of this anti-malaria drug in the early treatment of coronavirus. Dr. Oz said, well, the trial that I was helping with at my institution was shut down when the governor banned the use of hydroxychloroquine for prescription use for outpatients. See, again, just like my governor here in Nevada, big Democrat, liberal, Sisolak, just like big Democrat, liberal, Cuomo, they don't want you getting the drug that could save your life unless you're already close to dying in the ICU or emergency room. Are you kidding me? He said, I was trying to see if it could prevent. Well, there was a prevention trial that was approved, but I was trying to see if it could actually treat early disease and replicate what's been done in China and France. Unfortunately, those trials have been held back. I don't know of a trial in New York State. I've been searching for the one that's been spoken about. I spoke this morning to the famous French infectious disease specialist, Didier Raoult. He's the one who's actually been pioneering the hydroxychloroquine with zithromycin, which is known as a Z-Pak. It's not published yet, but he shared the results of his first 1,000 patients who've been on the protocol. 7 people died. They were all older and very frail. That's lower than what you would expect from people who've been admitted to the hospital. And he's had 20 that got to the ICU. Again, lower than what I would expect. Well, I'm upset because I wanted to do the trial. I wanted to be legal in my state for a doctor to talk to a patient about COVID-19 and treat them as they saw appropriate. And this is while New York leads the nation in coronavirus cases and deaths, already 4,758 deaths. Dr. Oz also said he was optimistic the numbers will start dropping down later this week. Here's an article I wanted to read you. I just saw it seconds ago, so I'm going to give it to you right now. Because it reminds me of all my wonderful fans who are living in just pure hell. They're just dialing the phone all day long and trying to get on crashed websites all day long to get unemployment, and they can't. There's no way to get on. There's no way to get your unemployment. There's no way to get registered. Anywhere in this country, it's a disaster. Government sucks. Government's a failure. Government can't do anything right. So they claim they're going to help small business, right? And they started on Friday. I should have filed on Friday for my small businesses. And I should have filed this morning. But I didn't do either one because I thought it's going to be just like unemployment. Millions of people are going to get on at once, and it's going to crash the system. And sure enough, Wayne was right. The system crashed. Let's see if I can get it for you here. Small business rescue loan platform crashes as firms seek aid. Technical glitches plaguing the Small Business Administration, SBA's rescue loan platform, went from bad to worse on Monday. Computers running the system crashed, leaving borrowers and lenders in the lurch for hours. Thank God I didn't go on. I would have wasted my whole day. Whew. Hours. The system suffered from technical glitches since Friday's rollout, frustrating small business owners seeking emergency funds to keep things afloat. We know your efforts have been frustrated with system issues and slower than usual responses, said the SBA's regional offices in a Saturday evening letter to bankers seen by Reuters. Just a joke. Please do not close any loans using the current version of the loan authorization, it said. Lending system is part of a $2.3 trillion stimulus package passed last month. Meanwhile, the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA, to the SBA, Small Business Association, and Treasury, on behalf of thousands of small banks regarding the failed technology and massive delays its members encountered on the new platform. Going well? Question mark? Hell, nearly every community bank in the nation is locked out of the SBA platform, said Noah Wilcox, chief executive and chairman of Grand Rapids State Bank, which chairs the ICBA. It's a joke. Does anyone think government ever works at anything? You realize what? I was like a kid in the year 2000. I was starting a business, and I went out and raised millions and millions of dollars. I think my original raise was $6 million. Eventually, I raised $18 million for the business. I think I know a thing or two about money and business and talent and making things happen and can-do spirit. And in the year 2000, no one knew really how to build a website or how expensive it would be. Remember, I only got on the Internet in 98. I remember that was the first time I ever sent an email. It was 1998. I bought a computer, and I got on the Internet, and I got an email account with AOL. Remember those ancient days? And started sending emails and get emails. That was 1998. By the year 2000, I'm raising $6 million on my way to raising $18 million. I'm starting a business. And I went to a web firm, and I hired them to build my first big website. And it was called WinningEdge.com. And I remember I spent $250,000. Now, a year and a half ago, I built the same exact type of site for my new company, Vegas Winners, and I think it cost me $14,000. $250,000 in the year 2000, now $14,000 to build the same thing. What a ripoff. And think about how much inflation there's been since the year 2000. So it went down from $250,000 to $14,000 for just as high quality, maybe even nicer. But at least I did it, and it worked. It was painstaking. It was painful. I had to sit there with a web designer day after day, going after page, creating it, making sure it works, clicking on it. And then eventually when we opened for business 3-4 months later, it actually all worked. It didn't crash. Everything was okay. How come government can't do that? Because government isn't smart. There's nobody in government that could raise $18 million on an idea. Only Wayne Root could raise $18 million on an idea. And a lot of different Wayne Roots around the country. There's probably, you know, a couple of million Wayne Roots around the country that if you come up with an idea could raise $18 million. One check at a time, $50,000, $100,000 at a time. Divide $100,000 into $18 million and figure out how many people I had to get checks from. A lot. A lot of meetings. A lot of pitch meetings. And 20 people in a room and two of them write a check and 18 would reject you. And I kept doing it and doing it and doing it until I raised $18 million. And then I spent $250,000 of it on a website. And it worked from the first day. It wasn't defective like the Obama website from the first day. It wasn't defective like the unemployment website right now. It wasn't defective like the Small Business Association website. It worked from day one. Now, let me be nice to government for a minute. I'm going to actually be a little apologetic for government. Nowhere in history, I mean, the Internet is only around since 1997, right? So nowhere in history has anyone ever imagined millions of people signing on for unemployment at the same time. So these sites were not built to take traffic of millions on the same day. Aren't I being really nice and fair to government? Government is a failure, and it doesn't work, and this is another great example, but I'll be slightly nice. No one could have ever imagined this day what's needed today. Now let me go back to hating government and tell you what a piece of garbage government is. Yes, it's true that no one could have ever imagined this many people signing on in one day, but that's because government caused it in the first place. The reason they're all unemployed is the idiotic government listened to idiots with bad computer models with worst-case scenarios, and the media loves worst-case scenarios because you can't sell newspapers by saying there could be 10,000 dead of the flu next month. That won't sell any newspapers. That won't make your ratings go up. So it's got to be, I found one expert to say 2.2 million could be dead in a month. But when it turns out to be 10,000 in a month and 40,000 overall, or maybe 80,000 over the next year and a half, no one ever takes blame. No one ever takes credit. No one ever says we blew it. We got everything wrong. So they made the country hysterical, and everybody at the same time was unemployed, and they all tried to get unemployment, and it crashed. So I forgave them because it's hard to imagine this many people could need it, but you can't forgive them because government's the one that caused it. I always say, government feels your pain because they're the one causing it. I'm here, the guy from the government, I'm here to help. Single worst sentence in the history of mankind. Some letters I got today from James. Hi, Wayne. The Health Ranger, a.k.a. Mike Adams, and I know Mike Adams, I know him personally. I've got him on my cell phone, we text each other. Mike Adams, a brilliant, brilliant guy who knows everything about vitamins and health food and how you can make yourself healthy with vitamins and not have to use, you know, expensive things like medicine from Big Pharma, et cetera, et cetera. The Health Ranger, Mike Adams, believes we can end the lockdowns by putting four simple things in place. Number one, everybody needs to wear a mask. Number two, everybody needs to take zinc and vitamin D. Number three, hydroxychloroquine must be made widely available to treat serious patients. And possibly Ivermectin, that's another antiviral drug that now seems to have a lot of promise. And number four, the government must start testing asymptomatic people to identify stealth carriers. With those four things, we could simultaneously defeat the coronavirus while ending the lockdowns without waiting around for a vaccine that might prove more dangerous than the epidemic itself. The powers that be have blocked his website dedicated to the malaria drug and his pandemic website. I did not even know that. James in Las Vegas. Thank you, James. I did not even know that. I know that just everyone is a conservative. Everyone who wants to do something other than drugs, chemotherapy, radiation, spend millions of dollars on your last year of life as a cancer patient. Let's spend like $3 million of your health insurance company's money. Or let's spend pennies on the dollar with intravenous vitamin C. Oh, you can't do that. If you say it, you're a criminal. Oh, my God. Wayne Root mentioned silver. Wayne Root mentioned vitamin C. Send him to jail. But the people who got us all hysterical that ruined the American economy, that are going to cause 800,000 suicides by making up numbers and exaggerating numbers of deaths, no one's ever going to go after them. You tell me what's wrong with the United States of America. What a joke. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Maybe you can relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Wayne Allen Root, another letter from David. Wayne, thank you for bringing attention to this. I've been flagged for a question about my pension. I answered incorrectly because of the confusing question. I've been trying to call unemployment every single day for the past week. I started at 8 a.m. and keep getting busy signals, and if I do get through, they don't put you on hold. They say all representatives are busy, and they hang up on you. There's no email option. You can't walk in anymore. So frustrating, as I'm laid off from both my full-time bartending jobs, had to close my small business. Thank you for all you do. Much love, David. Letters just keep coming in. People are being destroyed by this coronavirus ridiculous shutdown of business, and people are being destroyed by the reaction of government, which is, oh, go file for unemployment, and you can't. You can't get on. They caused you to lose your job, and then they will not help you. And I just read to you moments ago, the SBA loan situation is exactly the same. You can't get on. So the first day was Friday, second day was today. I didn't get on either day. I didn't even try. I don't have 4 hours to get on, fill out a form and get kicked off. Sponsor of this segment of the show, My Doctor Suggests. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've personally been using My Doctor Suggests silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years. No more brain fog in the morning. I don't need 8 hours sleep. I'm getting 5 hours sleep. Since I started taking it, the skin gels made my skin look the best of my life. I use their products from morning till night. I personally recommend My Doctor Suggests every day to my listeners. Now's the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's alkaline structured silver gel liquid and lozenges. Say Wainwright sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll free 866-660-9868. 866-660-9868 or go to mydoctorsuggest.com. Enter the promo code ROOT and get you 20% off. Mydoctorsuggest.com. Or toll-free 866-660-9868. Just mention you love the Wayne Root Show and you get 20% off. Now, this brings up such an important point. Do you understand I lost my job in the Las Vegas Review-Journal? I was their most popular columnist in the newspaper. And Media Matters, this ultra-liberal organization that Wikipedia says is funded in large part by George Soros. And I criticize Soros on the air all the time, and they came after me. I'm sure George Soros gave the order. Hit Wayne Root. Take him out. Do I know that? No. Allegedly, maybe. I think it. I feel it in my gut. It's my opinion. Okay, let me say it that way. It's my opinion. George Soros got enough hits by me on air that he said, let's ruin this guy. Let's go attack him. And then they lied. They slandered me. They libeled me. They took a tweet. I put out a series of tweets because all my fans, and I've got almost 100,000 on Twitter and Facebook. No, Twitter and Facebook combined, well over 100,000. And then add in PolitiChatter, I've got over 250,000 social media fans. And they all ask me, Wade, what are you doing? What's your program with coronavirus everywhere? What do we do? And I answered, and I said, I personally do these things. I didn't say it cures coronavirus ever. I didn't say, I know it cures. It cures nothing like that. All I said is, I personally do this. And if I ever got coronavirus, I would do that. What would I do? I'd take silver. I love it. I've taken it for 20 years. Not my doctor suggests. 1,000 different kinds of silver. And now my doctor suggests the best one I ever had. And I also take vitamin C. And I said, if I ever got coronavirus, I'd take intravenous vitamin C. And I take vitamin D3, and I take essential fish oils, and I take chiolic garlic, and I take probiotics, and I take zinc. And they took that tweet, and they said, Wayne Root says he has a cure for coronavirus, and on his show is a silver company, my doctor suggests, and they should all be in trouble. And the next thing you know, the New York State Attorney General, who's a huge liberal who hates Trump's guts and was elected literally promising to put Trump in jail, she comes after me and issues a cease and desist order that you can't mention silver. Has anything to do with coronavirus? Cures coronavirus. Well, I've never, ever, ever said it cures coronavirus. So what happens is the Las Vegas News Journal believes this lie, and they say, we don't want your column anymore. What? Now Chris Cuomo on CNN, who's got the same job as me. I'm on Newsmax, he's on CNN. He gets sick with coronavirus. Here's the article right now where his wife talks about she believes in alternative medicine, such as the practice of Ayurveda. And she says she's assigned oxygenated herbs, natural remedies, and homeopathics to boost Chris's immune system for the battle ahead. And as for food, she put her husband on a diet of whole organic meals, low in chemicals. All the stuff I talk about, Chris Cuomo and I are on the same program. And I don't make any money on any of the vitamins I recommend. But I don't see the New York State Attorney General going after Chris Cuomo and his wife, do you? When you're a Democrat, no one goes after you for the exact same words that come out of the mouth of a Republican.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
War now.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At the coronavirus task force briefing, President Trump says he spoke with former Vice President Joe Biden and had a great conversation.
I also spoke just a few minutes ago with former Vice President Biden, who called. We had a really wonderful, warm conversation. It was a very nice conversation. We talked about pretty much this. This is what we talked about. This is what everyone's talking about. This is what they want to talk about. He gave me his point of view, and I fully understood that. We just had a very friendly conversation. Lasted probably 15 minutes. And it was really good. It was really good.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court blocked Democratic Governor Tony Evers' late executive order postponing in-person voting in the state, meaning the state's presidential primary is set for Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN. broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show is Real Water. You hear me talking about Real Water all the time. I just can't get over the clean, smooth taste and how great it makes me feel. I won't drink anything else. And that's, by the way, that's not an exaggeration. That's not just a promotion for a product on the show. Come over to my house sometime. Every single bit of liquid in my house is Real Water. I don't drink milk. Never have, by the way. I don't drink rice milk, soy milk, regular milk. I don't drink soda. Never have in my entire life. Well, not since I was a little kid. In my entire adult life, never had a soda. I don't drink crap like that. All I drink is water, and the only water I drink is Real Water. And so if you come in my gym, there's a refrigerator. It's stocked with like 100 bottles of Real Water. You go in my kitchen, there's a refrigerator. It's stocked with 100 bottles of Real Water. And then there's a water dispenser in another room, and it's Real Water. So that's what I drink. And because it's got extra electrons, and it's infused with negative ions, and it's beyond alkalinity, I love this stuff. And I told my friends Brett and Amy, owners of Real Water, I wanted to offer my listeners a special deal on Real Water, and that's you. And they agreed. So here's the deal for you. Go to Amazon or Amazon Prime account and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart. When you proceed to checkout, there'll be a coupon section. Put in 10WAR. That's the number 10, no space, WAR for Wayne Allen Root, W-A-R, all caps. And you'll receive a 10% discount. In this age where people are waiting in long lines at all these stores and supermarkets and Costco to get cases of water, you get them delivered to your house and get a 10% discount. It's conveniently delivered right to your door after you ordered it at Amazon. So go to Amazon, get Real Water, and put in 10 WAR for the coupon. 10, no space, WAR, W-A-R, all caps. Doesn't get any better than that. Great deal from Real Water. I've got my guest with us, Eric Mitchell. He's the CEO of Life Flip Media in Portland, Oregon, a sports marketing expert. And he's here to talk to us about what's happening to sports in the age of coronavirus. Eric, welcome to the Wayne Allen Root Show. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, my friend?
Well, it's certainly a bad time to be a sports agent, right? I mean, what a disaster. Who would ever have imagined that there'd be no sports on TV? We're all stuck at home. Most people are locked in their houses, basically, and they're not supposed to go out across America, and there's no sports to entertain us? This is unbelievable. It's just beyond my comprehension.
It's horrible. As I said to anyone who listened today, because of no sports, I painted my office and discovered I'm not good at it. I'm not cut out. If I need to find another trade, painting is checked off the list of things Eric cannot do. You're right. Without sports, and again, over the weekend, we had the president talk to all of the commissioners of sports, and he did come out and say, I want the NFL to play in September. I think the writing is on the wall. Taps is getting ready to play for the NBA and the NHL. You know, the NBA is basically throwing the spaghetti at the wall where they're trying to put a horse tournament together because this NBA 2K20 basketball tournament they're going isn't getting the ratings that ESPN was trying to get. It's pretty boring to watch, and it's like they're just trying to keep it going, and I get it. They love their fans. It's just not able to go. This virus isn't, you know, it's not going to go away, and we're not going to be able to flip a switch tomorrow and turn everything back on if we got the all clear. So it's a fine mess. We already lost the Olympics, March Madness, you know, baseball. I guess they're giving us a late May or June before they'll pull the trigger on that, but that's getting really close. College baseball is done. I really feel for those athletes.
Oh, how about, by the way, let me ask you a question. By the way, we're talking to Eric Mitchell of Life Flip Media in Portland. How about if you're a kid who waited his whole life to play in a major college sport, college baseball, college basketball, and your last final season gets wiped away? You're just completely screwed. You lost the last time you could ever play. Are they going to give you, is the NCAA going to give people an extra year of eligibility, by the way?
Actually, they did. Last week, they ruled that they were spring sports, yes, winter sports, no. They tried to sneak that in there. You got to love college football. Always trying to sneak in. Well, can we get another year of eligibility? It's like, oh, come on. Like, when, like, spring hit, like, right as Corona hit. So, it's like, nice try, winter. But, yes, they gave all the spring athletes. So, you know, you're going to get some of these athletes another opportunity. But it's still heartbreaking. Some of these teams hadn't made it to the, you know, to March Madness in 60, 70 years. They finally make it, and they're like, oh, our season's over. You know, they landed. Basically, we're told no basketball, which is heartbreaking. The track folks, I mean, even high school athletes. I mean, I take it there. I have a high school athlete I mean, she's only a sophomore, but she's trained season for track. She's a sprinter, which if you know anything about track, it's a big deal. And these kids are heartbroken. They don't get their season. They don't even get to practice with their teammates. So I feel it at all levels. I mean, the pros, they can recover because they have hefty bank accounts. I feel for the employees of the arenas. That's where it's really hitting home. They're not making a lot of money. I thank goodness most of the owners have done their job in taking care of those game day employees, but we've had freaks who haven't been that way. The owner of the Boston Bruins for sure has been one of those guys who was like, we're just going to shut everything down. I'm not going to pay you. But he's like one of those multi-billionaires where he could lose some money and not really miss it, and he didn't take care of his people. It's unfortunate to see that. But, you know, I think of the student athletes. I mean, this is all, it's a money business, obviously. And we have a president who loves sports, generally, like, all sports. And it was good for him to include all of those, but they're all really, I mean, come on, you have to watch NASCAR as a video game? That's not what I signed up for, I don't want to watch that. That's not.
No, and I got to think, you're the right guy to ask about this. We're talking to Eric Mitchell, CEO of Life Flip Media in Portland, who's a sports marketing expert and agent. I got to assume, Eric, there's a lot of players. I'm not talking about the Michael Jordans of the world who have $500 million in the bank. You know, in the old days, God forbid, you know, I talk about a name like Kobe Bryant, what a great guy. Sorry he's gone, but he's basically a billionaire. Not guys like that, but the mid-level athletes and the guys on the bench are probably broke, in major trouble right now, because a lot of them make like $1 million or in the NFL, yeah. $500,000, $300,000, and they spend it all, and they always assume tomorrow there'll be another check. And we all know the stories of when their career ends, they're broke. Well, now their career did end, but the year ended, and they're not going to get a check. There must be a lot of athletes in a lot of trouble right now, and I feel bad for them. This is not an attack on them. I feel very bad for them, because who would have ever imagined this could happen?
You are seeing that throughout the league. I mean, the NBA and the Players Association currently is going through negotiations for their final check of the regular season. It was supposed to drop on the 15th coming up, but they're in talks for that because there's obviously no end in sight. Baseball, as we know, hasn't even started. I mean, they started spring training. They did take care of the minor leaguers. I believe they're making like $400 a week. That's what Major League Baseball gave to Minor League Baseball, the future of their own sport. They're like, hey, you guys are worth $400 a week. They gave those guys $400 a week till the end of May. It's just heartbreaking because a lot of these players, they spent this money. They went and bought mom a house. They did all these things. But you are seeing some of these other, I don't want to say they're not top tier, but you're seeing some of them really find their stride in e-gaming, which we've seen in the last few years really take off. And I'll pick on him because I love the guy dearly, Myers Leonard, who is the starting center for the Miami Heat, but that doesn't mean he makes bank. He's just the starting center for the Heat. Just a good guy, but he's a big Heat gamer who's actually doing what I like that these guys are doing, is bringing the fans in and having one-on-one interaction with the fans. So as bad as this is for sports, it's never been a better time to be a fan because these players are responding to their fans and interacting with them. And you could be a 14-year-old playing with, you know, the likes of Kevin Durant or one of these NFL guys. J.J. Watt just spent 8 hours playing Madden. Can you imagine playing Madden and J.J. Watt is the guy who's smack-talking you? I mean, that's pretty cool. I mean, at the end of the day, I would run with that. I would be flattered.
Let's talk about President Trump, because he met with the Sports League commissioners on Saturday, Eric, and I'm a very busy guy, and my life right now isn't sports. It used to be, but now it's politics. So I didn't really pay attention to it. I don't know what happened, other than I heard something about Trump saying that we've got to start the NFL season on time. People need their NFL. Tell us a little bit about Trump's meeting with all the NFL commissioners. What was the point of it all, and what came out of it?
Well, as we've known, and the president did target, you know, Easter this coming weekend as to try to get reboot the economy, and we were told that wasn't going to happen. But he's feeling the pain. We need the one thing we got the commissioners together was like, hey, how can we get sports back up? It's one of those things that brings America together. After 9/11, we all remember watching those baseball games, right? I mean, it's one of those things that brought us all together. We remember the players on the sidelines, especially the Yankees and the Mets. We need that. It kind of brings America together and takes us away from the politics. And, you know, that's what he was going for was how do we almost create, I don't want to say a distraction. I don't want to call it that. So don't anybody who's listening get offended or triggered or lose their brain over it. I want people to know that we need this. And that's what the president was saying. He's an avid sports fan. He loves to watch it. So he wanted to ask these guys how we can do this. How fast can we spin this up? If we can get the all clear, how fast can we do this? What sport can we save? Who's still around? Well, I mean, we want the NFL. We need the NFL. The NFL out of all of them is the top dog. So that's what we need. I mean, it's good to see the WWE still go on. I mean, Gronk, again, Gronk, I love Gronk. You know, Gronk retires, it just makes you love him even more. I'm not a Patriots fan at all, but it was good to see Gronk doing WWE stuff. But the president really sat down with all these teams. From the information I'm getting from a couple presidents of teams, they shared with me some insight to it. And they said, you know, his big call was, how do we bring this back? I mean, the president does, besides what the media tells us, the president does love America, and he wants to get this right. And he wants us to have something that makes us feel, okay, at least my day's normal. I have the NFL. I have Major League Baseball. I'm like, well, yeah, I want to have this.
Eric, because this is terrible. I mean, I don't think people understand the psychological effect on people being trapped alone. You know, not everyone has a wife and kids or a husband and kids. A lot of people are just literally alone in their home in a small apartment with nothing to do and no sports on TV. You're going to see such a rise in suicides. It's a sad thing to say, but sports saves lives. It really does. We got to get the NFL back and going again. We got to. But in any case, Eric Mitchell, great having you on, giving us our sports updates. We'll come back to you in a couple weeks to get another update. Please tell me the NFL is going to go on. Please tell me the NFL is going to go on. Say yes, Eric. Say yes.
Yes, it is. It is. Absolutely.
All right. Thank God. I need my NFL fix. It's too far away, though. CEO of LifeLit Media in Portland, sports marketing expert and agent. Eric Mitchell's our sports guy. He's the Wayne Root sports guy. You've been branded, Eric. Thank you, buddy.
All right. I love it. Thanks, buddy. God bless.
All right. See you soon. God bless. All right. We'll be back in a sec. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warrior. This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign power. Who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Raw and unfiltered. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Does Chernobyl ever really go away? Not that this has anything to do with coronavirus or all the other political topics I haven't gotten to yet, but I just saw this headline, Chernobyl radiation levels skyrocket as forest fires surround the old power plant. The fires have spread to 250 acres of contaminated forest. So in other words, forest that's radiated is on fire and it's belching radiation into the atmosphere. Forest fires near the site of the world's worst nuclear accident in Chernobyl have seen the radiation levels spike to 16 times their normal levels. Wow. This Chernobyl thing never goes away. I just remember last year I watched that whole story about Chernobyl on, I think it was HBO, right? Chernobyl was HBO, yeah. And I watched that whole miniseries. It was like a 6-part or an 8-part series. And it was the most depressing thing I've ever seen. First of all, how do you even live in Russia without, like, killing yourself? Every other day you want to kill yourself. It's always gray. It's always freezing. It's always, you know, nasty outside. And it always looks like winter. And there's nuclear fallout coming down. People are glowing, and they're dying. It was the saddest, most depressing, tragic thing I've ever seen, but a great miniseries. I would have given it every award you could possibly give it. I don't know if they won all those awards, because I don't follow any of those award shows anymore. I have no idea with all their liberal, stupid statements. But it was a great series, great acting, and really made you nauseous. And when it was over, I was just so depressed. I don't know how anyone lives in Russia. I have no idea. Not to mention, it was a communist country in those days, and so your whole life, they were watching you, watching you, watching you. If you disagree with the government, they pull you out in the middle of the night and they shoot you in the head. Can you imagine how depressed those people are? That's why everyone was an alcoholic in Russia, of course. That's why. That's it, right there. Plus, it's freezing outside. Got a drink to stay warm. Democrat lawmaker demands Trump be prosecuted at international court for crimes against humanity. State representative from Ohio, Tavia Galanski. She's making a referral to the International Criminal Court to prosecute President Trump for crimes against humanity over his repeated endorsement of an anti-malarial drug doctors now using to treat coronavirus. And by the way, the latest news out, Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, admits the drug is working. She wants to put him in prison. The drug is working. Governor Governor Cuomo admitted today the drug is working. Governor Cuomo affirms what we've been hearing from President Trump about hydroxychloroquine. It is indeed yielding positive results in New York hospitals just as predicted. Cuomo explained today quite well why doctors are refusing to give official formal declarations. Why? Because they're so conservative. And I don't mean politically. I mean these people who work for government or big medical organizations or big hospitals, their whole life's being afraid of being sued. They never take a risk. They're willing to let 10,000 people die in the next week rather than take a risk and save a few of them. They're so stupid and set in their ways. And God forbid something new comes along they didn't discover. Oh, they're all jealous. They're egomaniacs. My God, if Wayne Root recommends vitamins and vitamins work and save lives, hang them. Hang them. Electrocute them. Kill Wayne Root. He recommended vitamins. They work. Oh, no. It's even worse if they work. These guys work for a living with big pharma and big chemical companies, and all they know is radiation and chemotherapy and drugs, and all of them happen to cost millions of dollars, and they build the insurance company. If someone comes along for pennies on the dollar, recommends intravenous vitamin C, and it works, they're very upset. And this hydroxychloroquine, even though it's a chemical, you'd think big pharma would be happy, you'd think the big medical would be happy. They're not, because it costs $20 to treat somebody. They want something that costs millions. They're upset. It costs $20. It's too cheap. It can't possibly work. And we're not going to make any money. Cuomo explains doctors would like a significantly larger data set, which would span a much longer period of time before making formal statements about the drug. That said, Cuomo makes clear the drug, when paired with the Z-Pak, is yielding positive results, and that's why they're going forward with it. There's been anecdotal evidence that is promising, Cuomo said. That's why we're going ahead. Just crazy. Just absolutely insane. We've got the drug that it seems to be the treatment, and you don't want to use it because doctors are scared because it's not something they've ever used before. But if it's working, who cares? Anyway, here's the Democrat state lawmakers. Now, Trump's the one who was right about all this. He's the one that brought it to the people's attention that there was an anti-malaria drug that worked. And, of course, I said on this show right away, well, you know, all these people who have Trump derangement syndrome, all these mentally ill liberals, are going to jump all over Trump for doing this, and they're going to make believe this doesn't work, even if it does work. So State Representative Tavia Galonsky of Ohio made the demand Sunday on Twitter after Trump once again praised hydroxychloroquine at his daily White House press briefing. I can't take it anymore. I've been to The Hague. I'm making a referral for crimes against humanity tomorrow, she said. Today's press conference was the last straw. I know the need for a prosecution referral when I see one. I need every lawyer that ever did any work on the international level to contact me. And then she gives out her email address. When we worked on international custody case, we had a cadre of lawyers working on the case. Suit up. She wants to put him in jail for life or hang him because he's recommending a drug that works. And that he was trying to save people's lives. Don't forget, the Las Vegas Review Journal hung Wayne Alla Root because I was trying to help people. And I gave out on Twitter my personal regimen of vitamins and nutritional supplements that I take that have made me not sick, not a common cold, and not the flu in 20 years. I didn't make any promises for you. I didn't say it cures anything, but I gave you good advice. And I have an advertiser that sells silver. And for those two reasons attached, they literally fired me trying to save people's lives. Just like Trump.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.